GMO Answers tackles top 10 consumer questions. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. GMO Answers, an initiative committed to creating conversations about GMOs and answering consumer questions, conducted a national survey identifying top questions about GMOs. GMO Answers has been providing an answer each week to one of the top 10 questions discovered through the survey. American Farm Bureau's Shanika Otterby has the story.
Six of the top 10 questions consumers have on GMOs have been answered on GMOAnswers.com.
We found that the number one top question concerned long-term health. 8 out of 10 folks surveyed wanted to know if GMOs were linked to cancer. We had one of our independent experts, Dr. Kevin Folta from the University of Florida, provide that answer.
Spokesperson Kathleen Enright, GMOs are not linked to cancer. Enright says other top questions range from health and safety to corporate culture, common on-farm practices, and agriculture in general. She says there have been a number of questions on how GMOs affect health, and experts have answered those questions based on scientific fact.
There has been no credible evidence to suggest there is a health or safety issue associated with GMOs. What we have seen through almost 20 years of consumption is that millions of meals have been consumed that included GMO ingredients, and there has not once been a safety assertion made.
Enright invites everyone to become part of the conversation on GMOAnswers.com because many people are basing their opinions about GMOs on inaccurate information posted online and through social media.
GMO Answers is now in that space, and it's important for us to provide a voice. If the loudest voices heard are providing misinformation, the success stories about our commitment to the provision of safe food will never be heard.
Shanika Otterby, Washington.
Check out GMOAnswers.com for all 10 questions. This is Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.